Hell yeah.
I can't believe how good you are. When I left the city to go down to Baltimore to destroy Magoobie's Joke House, shout out Magoobie's Joke House, I heard nothing but good news about you. Some of your Ravens made it to my Citadel.
I was just down in the Capitol, dude, just holding it down.
You were in our fucking city, butt-fucking all of our enemies.
Had to.
Exactly how it needed to be done.
Had to.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
You're the best. I love you so much, dude.
I'm so happy
I found you.
I'm so happy you're back. That was fateful. We met
a nice show. I followed Matt.
Yep.
I said, man, that guy was really good. He's better than me. Why the fuck am I closing? And from then on, we've been fucking boys.
Hell yeah, dude.
We high-fived hard as shit. He showed me a video. I showed him a video of a man getting eaten by a bear.
Yep.
He immediately showed me a video of a man committing suicide. And from then on, we were friends. It was literally within 5 minutes of us meeting.
Check this fucked up video out. But check out this one. We both had him loaded up from that day. Like, check this one out.
And then since then, we joined forces, and now no one can stop us in the city.
Nobody.
The only person that can stop us in the city, John McKeever.
Lord.
Our Lord and Savior. Other than that, none of you pussies can come near our shit.
Nope.
Fuck
Take us away, dude. Take us out.
I think I just did. I think that was a pretty good fucking exit. Yo.
Man, that's cool you're doing this.
What?
Transitioning.
Into what?
Into just pure Messiah.
I mean, I got to do something.
You got to write a fucking manifesto.
I got it, dude. In time. In time.
You got to get a sick manifesto, dude.
I got it. In time, dude. I have a couple projects kicking in my head.
We need the erotic lit.
Erotic lit's going to be tight, dude.
Which, that'll be sick.
You know what I've thought of doing, actually, for real? If I'm going to start writing erotic lit and just adding, like, really weird, ridiculous shit in there. And just waiting to see the comments. People like, dude, what the fuck was that about?
Yeah.
Just like build it up real cool. And then it's add like something like real.
Do you think you could study psychology enough to know how to write a perfect erotic lit?
I could probably, yo, for sure.
Like a 50 Shades type?
That would be fucking funny, man. I've always wanted to do a movie where something like, it's like just a regular old action movie. And at the end, some guy just like pisses his pants and the credits come up. And it's a guy like, you got to save him. And he's like, oh man, and then like the credits roll, and it's like, what the fuck is that?
That's like one of the, every time I'm watching a serious movie, if I'm like right now,
oh my god,
just that happens.
And adding just gay sex scenes for no reason, it's pointless. Yeah,
the
gay sex
the end
sex
of the movie
scene.
The two main characters start making out, the two dudes. Yeah. That's how our podcast should end. You and me should fuck on the last episode. Just have the audio of it on it.
And people will know. We should fuck on this and then just both disappear, and they'll be like, dude, those guys fucking, no one will ever know. That's how you gotta do it.
If we ever both get sad enough that we're gonna kill ourselves,
we should fuck ourselves
on the Patreon.
Yeah.
And then take a boat out to sea, shoot ourselves in the head and fall in.
Light the boat on fire.
Yeah.
Do a Viking barrel. That'd be tight.
Sex Viking.
We should make
funeral,
a suicide pact. That'd be perfect.
I'll suicide pact with you.
Nice.
If one of us gets sad enough to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
No matter how good things are going.
Wow. That's a good suicide pact.
That could put you in some trouble. You're on some risky ground. I feel like you're less susceptible to do it.
Yeah.
Naughty bees fucking flame out. It could get dark quick.
It's a suicide pact. It's a suicide pact, dude. You gotta honor it. That'd be so funny, dude, in like 25 years.
If I kill myself and some dude from the Facebook group's like, hey, man, you remember when you said you'd definitely...
Oh, my God. Like, well, I told my kids, like, look, I made a suicide pact on a podcast. I have to honor it. Be tight.
By then, you'll have followers, though. Your cult?
I'll convince them to kill themselves too. Why not?
Jonestown it out.
My girlfriend laments the fact that she let me have sex with her. I think in 3 weeks it was.
You guys fucked in 3 weeks?
Yeah, but what I tell her is that I'm like, yes, it was 3 weeks, which to me seemed...
That's long.
Seemed fucking long. But I also, after our second date, so we had one date, didn't hang out for like three or four... Oh my god,
that's a par fart, dude.
That's a par.
Ew, that smells so bad, dude. We might have to pause.
Dude, how tight is your butthole? Is your butthole, dude?
That's a morning blowout, dude. So
that's a fucking taps in the morning.
I'm so sorry again.
No, please, please.
My one cousin Mike used to fart like all morning. He used to be real fat. That stinks so bad, dude. That's midnight McDonald's chicken fingers.
My cousin. Oh, that stinks so fucking bad.
Dude.
My cousin Ajax, when he farts, he throws his whole body into it and farts as hard as he can.
He's probably got hemorrhoids. My cousin Mike would fart like that in the morning. Just long, loud farts. God, and his brothers would be like, that's the morning blowout. Calling your morning farts the morning blowout makes me so happy.
That's so fucking funny. I don't
remember. Like, what? Because I was sleeping on his couch and he was down the hall asleep. And I woke up to just like literally 45 minutes straight of just like, like the loudest farts. And I was like, what is that? And they're like, "What? The morning blowout, dude.
Dude, if you're a real man, you have like an absolute haywire digestive system.
That was terrible.
I worked with a guy. That fart was terrible. I worked with a guy from Illinois who was like a machine operator, and he was just like, I think I told you about this guy before. Like, he gave me the advice of like, never apologize.
Yeah.
If you're wrong, just candy. Wait 2 days, give him a piece of candy and be like, we're good, right? Like, he was also telling me that he hasn't taken a solid shit in like 3 years.
Yeah, I went through a streak, dude.
I've gone like 5 days. This guy's been years before he's taken a solid
shit. That's terrible.
Just diarrhea every day, dude.
That was one of my early jokes, dude.
What?
Was, it's like the like number one cause of death in the Civil War was dysentery. And it's like, what were they eating? Because it's like, dude, I've been eating fucking wings and natural light.
And you're still solid.
I'm still surviving off this dysentery.
Imagine fucking, I mean,
great joke. That's why.
That's a classic.
I want you to know that wasn't a great joke.
I think it's hilarious. I imagine though, if it's like you didn't have fucking you didn't have any refrigerator. You didn't have refrigerators or anything. So like, I'll like chicken will be in the fridge for like 6 days, and I'm like, I think it smells weird. Back then, what like they thought was okay to eat, what was not, it was just like probably crazy, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Your yogurt parfait. Imagine that sitting out for 3 days and being like, ah, that's good.
Don't you get in on this? Now Matt's joining the morning blowout, dude. We might have to call. There might be a rain delay on this podcast. We might have to bring out the tarp, dude. Cover up the equipment. It's getting farted. There are too many farts right now.
Oh my God. The rain delay.
The rain delay is great. You ever see people get trapped under the tarp? People slip and then covers them. It's pretty wonderful.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious. I stink so bad out here, dude. We're losing oxygen.
Dude, I gotta get this. Yeah, twist around my head like a helicopter, dude.
Oh my God, man. Holy shit. Woo. Fuck.
Listener has no idea what's going on down here.
The listener, all the listener needs to do is just fucking go to the closest butthole and open it up and smell it, dude. That's what it smells like down here.
Oh, man. Damn. This is just quality
stuff. Let's take a break. Yeah. Holy shit. And we're back.
Matt is sobbing, crying, laughing about this fart break, dude.
Smells like a fucking urinal cake.
It smells so bad. I sprayed Febreze. It's just Febreze and shit down here now.
Well, we went upstairs. Shane's like, Jesus Christ, we're fucking losers, dude. We're going to take a fart break. It's 11:15.
It's 11:15 in the morning, and we're both like, all right, we'll be right back from our podcast. We got to take a quick fart break. Dude, what fucking idiots.
Dude, I can't. Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Be like, well, we were recording the podcast. We had to take a quick break. We both farted too hard. We cleared out the basement. I mean, cleared out the basement.
That has to happen in broadcast. Like, the broadcasting world has to have some weird fart code, dude. Like, it has to be a real thing where they're like,
yeah, they have a cough button.
Oh, let's cue up a track.
Yeah, let's play Don McLean, American Pie for 7 minutes.
That's probably where music came from the radio.
For sure.
It's like, oh shit, dude.
They're telling some fucking story. They're like, nah, and then the missing case of the red dandelion. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck.
I mean, back then the dinner was just steak and milk.
Play some horns. We got goddamn farts in the studio up here.
Oh my God. All right, we're back, dude. Go having to fucking go upstairs and break for a fart made me laugh. It's my my throat hurts, dude. Oh.
Yeah, having to take a fart break is...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dude, you know they landed a plane because someone took such a hard shit?
I heard about that. I
mean, that's the fucking best thing ever.
That guy must have been so happy with himself. Was it a guy?
I mean,
are we assuming it's a guy?
I assume.
I mean, that's a good thing to look forward to later in life is like taking your daddy shits, dude.
Taking a shit so hard that... Oh, dude. Tommy takes man shits.
Does he really?
Yeah, he took a dump here when we were filming that thing.
What's he eating on?
He eats pretty healthy. I think he boozes a little.
Yeah.
So he takes, I mean, like, he eats like a man.
True that.
And then drinks a couple beers, has a couple cold ones. A
couple fucking cold foamers,
dude. And he dumped, I heard him like, ugh. Oh, he had like a man fucking God. Like, ugh. He was like,
he's got his tank top flipped over his head, dude. Yeah. He's just sitting there, he's reading the Inquirer, just like, ugh.
It's like the urinal fart. When you get older, you get that nice urinal fart.
Yeah.
I heard some guy hit it. I was driving back from the Stress Factory last week. Some fucking Indian dude.
He stood and delivered?
Just me and this Indian dude at this Jersey rest stop. Jersey Turnpike rest stop. This Indian dude walks in, is taking a piss. Just the classic urinal fart. It has the exact sound every single time. It's the same sound.
I know exactly what you're
talking
about.
And then the guy's like... it's crazy.
Dude.
And I started laughing. I was by myself and I was like...
I hate when people do that before. I've been I've been there. Someone will do a urinal fart, and I'll be like, nice. And then they're just kind of like,
they get mad.
Come on, bro. What the fuck?
Dude, you just farted. Shut up.
Fucking, you're standing there with your dick out, and you farted. It's like, let's talk about this, dude.
Let's pretend that that's not funny.
Next time someone does, I'm going to turn around and just pee at them, dude. Like, get out of here.
One time, me and my friend Bison, who's a big
M.
dog.
Bison, yeah. M. Bison, I met M. Bison.
Big boy.
Yeah.
And I'm a big boy, so that's two big dogs. He and I went to the movies, and then, it's just hilarious, just two big dogs taking a movie trip together, and then we were in the bathroom after the movie, and this guy was taking a piss in front of us, and he farted loud as fuck, and the one urinal was out of service, so it was just one urinal, and me and Bison are just standing behind this guy. He farted so loud, and me and Bison are just dying in this guy's face. He turned around and was, like, so mad at us.
Why? How the fuck would you get mad? I couldn't imagine living a life where I'm in a bathroom, I fart, people laugh.
Like you and I just laughed.
Oh,
and
this guy, God.
Was so embarrassed.
See, that must just be a personality difference, because if I'm ever in a part, if I fart and anyone else laughs, I'm fucking turning around.
I'm like, hell yeah, dude.
That actually just reminded me of the last time I drank. I can't remember when this was, but I was pretty drunk. I was out with Brittany somewhere, and it reminded me of just being in a bathroom full of drunk dudes when you're drunk. Like, you wander into that weird realm of, like, you're at a bar, everyone's hammered, you walk in, you're peeing, you're like, what's going on, man? Everyone's just looking at each other like, come on, man, hurry the fuck up. You're like,
I hate that.
There's always a funny guy running his mouth.
Just happened this weekend. I went downtown in Harrisburg to all the bars, and I was with Jamal, and he and I were in there, and we were like, when we walked in, I was like, I haven't been here in so long. This is like, it's like coming back from high school. It's like going back to high school, seeing all these people. And this dude, this big guy, was taking a piss. And he's like, high school? So you play high school football? And he was like, I play football. And he started like screaming and going nuts. It was the craziest shit ever.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude.
Turns out he played wideout at New Hampshire and was acting like he was this big time. It's like, you're a white wideout that played 1AA. I was like, what year did you graduate? He was like, 02. I was like, holy shit, dude.
Dude, you guys, it's so funny. You guys
you're
are
bragging
like,
about that?
It's like a bunch of Highlanders, dude. Just ex-football players walking around being like, I must destroy you, dude.
He literally was doing that. He was like, where the fuck did you play? Where the fuck did you play?
What the
and
fuck?
And Jamal played D2. He should have played D1. He was amazing, but... played D2 and ended up setting like Millersville's receiving records as like their best receiver of all time.
Fuck, what the hell?
Guy from New Hampshire
has
O2,
the audacity.
He's like, we'll just play fucking D2. Come on. Was crazy.
That's disgusting, dude. Yeah. I went in there.
He ended up buying a bunch of drinks. We just took them and left.
Well, that's like the lonely man's coyote call, dude. You get drunk, you see other dudes in the bathroom, and it's like,
big boys.
Be my friend!
Yeah, it was weird. He was like, these are my... He literally said, he was like totally blacked out, this guy. He like grabbed us both, with both arms. He was like, these are my football buddies.
Oh, funny, dude.
Me and Jamal were looking at this guy like, you suck, dude.
If people don't understand, it goes down, dude. I would like to know what a girl's drunk bathroom's like.
Just
hey,
like
bitches.
12 chicks in each stall just saying, falling and...
Or it might be that, or just a room of quiet judgment. Just like, did you see her legs? They look fucking weird.
I'm fucking slut.
Ew. Oh my God, she's throwing up. What a bitch.
All right, nice. I'll let her know.
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be a nice Christmas gift.
Perfect. The perfect
Honest
Christmas
Tom's gift. Christmas gift for my vegan
fucking girlfriend.
That'd be awesome.
She was talking about astrology this weekend.
Really?
Got me fired up. I sent it to you. It was before my show, before my fucking killer show.
Tell me about it.
No, I bombed. It was a...
But no, you didn't.
I didn't bomb, but it was like, it was a fucking restaurant.
Yeah.
These fucking bar shows are really taking a toll on me, dude. Especially when you got dudes coming out. You got people coming out now, then they see their fucking king just fall apart. They're like, oh, this is the guy I've been listening to? Some fucking idiot?
That's hilarious. I'm sure they're fucking hilarious.
Shit,
yeah.
Yeah, once people start coming out, it gets weird.
Oh, so you're bringing people out to these like bars and shit.
Yeah, we are, dude. We're bringing them out.
Yes.
Yeah. That's everybody asks about you. Like, where's McCuskey at? Every conversation is just how much we love Cuskey.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, man.
That's fucking sick.
I tell him, like, yo, Cuskey's the fucking dog, dude. It's
fucking dog in the darkness.
Like,
dude.
Is that all that shit true? I'm like, it's very true. He's holding back. He's a fucking lunatic, dude. He is holding back. But yeah, we were at the bar before the show watching Notre Dame complete their 12-0 season.
Dude.
Praise Allah. Notre Dame's undefeated.
How big, Phil? He run out in the grass?
I didn't get to watch it with my dad. It was a shame because I had to go do this bar show. But.
We got paid.
Notre Dame went undefeated.
Damn, that's awesome, dude.
And Claire was like, when's Matt's birthday? I didn't even think about what she was doing. She was trying to line us up. Astrology was.
I was feeling, because that's why I asked you right away. I'm like, when's your birthday?
Yeah. And what are you? You're an Aquarius. I'm a Sag, dude.
I'm a water sign, dude. Oh,
you're water. I'm fire. Ooh. I'm a fire sign, dude.
Yeah, apparently.
Perfect fucking match.
Apparently, we're like fantastic lovers. Wow. It's just us creating intimacy.
Yeah.
Throughout a lovemaking can be a little tough, but like when the lights go off.
But you and me could have passionate fucking.
Yes.
We would butt fuck so
hard.
We
have a lot of fun. Yeah, dude.
We would have fun in the bedroom.
Dude, we would get into some crazy stuff.
What would you do to me?
I'd be a total fucking sub. I'd be a total sub.
I would fucking.
I'd be a power bottom sub.
We could both power sub each other.
Just smash our butts together.
Fuck me, dude. No, fuck me. You fuck me, dude.
Fuck. I want you to fuck me so bad. Dude.
I want you to fuck me. Gerben has a weird thing where, like when a black dude who has like a real white voice says the N-word,
mm-hmm.
It's the same thing when Gerben says anything sexual. Like, if Gerben says something sexual every time, I'm like, dude, stop. You shouldn't be saying that. He's like, well, that pussy slits. I'm like, ew, dude. Knock it off.
Gerben's a sexual man.
He is. Gerben's a very sexual Gerben, beast.
I'm telling you, I've been researching a lot of the great thinkers, dude. Gerben reminds me a lot of the great thinkers. Gerben's one of the great thinkers, dude.
Gerben is a great thinker.
I'm telling you, man. A lot of the great thinkers are sexual freaks, dude.
I'm a sexual freak, I think. Yeah.
A lot of the great thinkers are.
Maybe a lot of sexual freaks think they're great thinkers, though, too. this could be a double-edged dildo.
Yeah.
Could be.
All right.
Well, what
I got a good theory. So if there's if the universe is infinite,
sure,
and there's endless possibilities of worlds, is there a world out there where the three of us did this podcast and then flip this table and butt fuck?
Yeah, dude, it's this one. It's making a reality, dude. No, for sure. Yeah. There definitely would be where we just said all the exact same stuff and then just had like a human caterpillar thing going on.
Human centipede with
no,
jizz?
No, but this is the day. Yeah, this is different. Yeah, human centipede with jizz, dude. Kirby's the anchor.
Yeah, you jizz. What's you an jizz anchor? In my mouth, and what's then an I anchor? Shit.
You're on
jizz.
The back. You're on the back of it. You're just topping. Me and Shane are both. I'm just on the bottom. I'm purely getting bottomed. Shane's bottoming and getting bottomed, and you're just a fucking anchor, dude. You're just hitting
so
us all.
Honored.
We're
so
all
honored.
Shane's fucking me off of your kinetic energy.
Yeah, you're
if you hit his ass,
like those fucking beads.
You fuck Shane. It's just like it's like an echo. You fuck Shane. Shane's like oh, and like a second later I go oh.
Yeah, my ass is the Grand Canyon. You're just screaming into it. And I'm fucking echoing off of Matt's pubes.
If a girl sucks my nipples, I come.
Okay, like, there you go.
Really?
So, oh boy, do I have sensitive nipples.
Yeah. So then
it's my neck and ear.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my whole body's covered in dick skin. It's like everywhere feels good for me, but like my nipples, I'm like, oh.
Wow.
Ooh, love getting my nipples
you
sucked.
Love your nip, you love nip play.
Love nip play. I just like getting my nipples sucked, dude. It feels great.
I'll fucking suck your nips.
You
dude.
Won't.
I swear to God, I would suck your I would suckle
dude,
from your
teat. Dude, it feels so good.
Do you think you would crumb if I suckled your teat?
I'd twitch, for sure.
You would quiver?
If Steve was inside me and you sucked my nipples, I'd come, for sure.
Steve, you got a hammer, don't you?
A hammer?
You got a big old dong.
Definitely not, no. No.
No?
Do not, no.
Okay.
Doesn't we talked about our penis.
I can see him having a
absolutely not.
Just a weird, big dong.
No, no,
I bet it's
wish.
Weird.
Mine is like
I see that
slightly
hand motion.
Normal
look
up
that,
top.
Look at that thing.
And then it comes down. It narrows down. It's Whoa. Just the worst design on the planet.
No, you got the fucking...
You got the ideal donger.
No.
Just gets stuck in there. You got a fucking...
That thing's ribbed for his pleasure.
You got a dog dick, dude. Definitely not. You lock in.
I mean, dude, narrow... the girth counts. The widest point counts as your girth. You don't need all that bottom girth.
My girth is terrible.
Perfect for creating queefs, your dick. Just shotgun an air
That's
into that
thing. That's the noisemaker, dude.
Yeah. The noisemaker. You got the party. You got the party whistle.
Party! It goes.
Yeah, it's loud as fuck. Why the fuck did they run down the steps?
I kind of run down steps like that too.
You do. I've seen.
I fucking fly down steps. I'm also 195 now too.
You're a big dog.
I'm a fucking.
You bulk.
I'm
a fucking good boy. I fucking groped you at the fucking Starbucks.
You were at Starbucks earlier, and Shane gives me like a hug, and then he reached around and, like, grabbed my ass and like shook it real quick.
Two hands got underneath
and
it.
And it's like a fucking family just walked by.
Family's right behind him. He's like, you got a fucking plump butt, dude. You got.
You have to start hugging. Like, come on, give him your hug and just squeeze your ass.
Squeeze
your
ass.
Fucking
cheeks,
working out, bro.
Fucking nice rump.
It's such a funny. Grabbing a guy's ass is so fucking funny.
Good rumpus.
I don't know if yous were in the room that they got.
Yous.
Oh, what is it?
The guy who was wearing the suspenders at this shoot last weekend, and he was standing in the front, and like, I didn't want to say it, but all I could think about was, like, Matt always talking about having a thick ass, and then, like, Rainey was just like, dude, your ass is thick as shit.
You got a thick butt.
Dude, did that shoot, you know they had, like, that little dildo thing?
Yeah.
I was laughing. We walked downstairs, and it's, like, a bunch of dudes just holding that thing, being like, yeah, that's about what my dick looks like all the time. And I was like, shut the fuck up, dude. Yeah. You were like,
not at all.
You said about a semi. You're like, that's a nice semi. And I'm like,
that's
all right.
That's a thick semi.
I can get behind that. It was like four dudes I know just being like, there's obviously chicks around. And they're like, yeah, dude, that's pretty much what I'm. It was like a fucking, like, a pretty, a nice beefy.
It was like a six-inch.
Six-inch soft
probably
boy.
Five-inch.
Yeah, it was a
thick,
beefy.
Though.
Nothing to sneeze at. Soft boy, five-inch. I watched four fucking dudes be like, yeah, that's about what I'm. Yeah, you know, that's normal dick right there.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at them like. My bird's like a fucking inch right now,
yeah,
dude.
My bird right
my bird's
now
teeny.
Is
exactly.
Fucking in. My bird's in good mode.
I got a podcasting bird right now, dude.
Podcast bird, is it shields you from all the Marxism. It fucking ducks in from the Marxists.
That was crazy. Then when they started shaving the dick to make it like, because they had to use it as a prop and blur it out, so they wanted it to be skinny, and like they started shaving it, and they were like, oh my God, that's so thin. I'm like, I want to like, pull your fucking pants. Let's every
I know.
One bust
Let's
their
see
dicks
your
out.
Dick, dude.
Let's see you guys all hanging these dildos. You
that
guys
was a
talking.
Thick semi.
That was a nice boy, dude.
That was a thick semi.
That was something like you walk
that was
around.
Borderline boner.
That's like the most your dick can be before is a boner.
And that's when I show my dick
exactly.
to my friends. I'll just take it out and be like,
I should have, in retrospect, I should have been like, pull your dick. Let me put your dick next to that dick right now.
You should have.
There's girls there, though.
You should have told them to take out their dicks.
I should have, like, yo.
She said, take your pussy out, and you should have put it in there and been like, do you think
I accidentally
that's...
smacked a girl's ass in the film set that day.
What?
I didn't. It was an accident. I was looking at the dick, and I turned around like this, classic backhand to the butt, and I was like, my bad. Mm. She just laughed. She
that's the best. When you get a free pass for a grope, an accidental grope,
well,
nice thing.
It wasn't a grope. It was just like a...
you groped a lady on them set.
It was a brush.
On set, as soon as the cameras are around,
dude,
Matt starts groping.
I was just like, oh my God, dude, this is how it all starts.
Yep.
I was like, oh yeah, me too. To be serious, dude, I've been buying all my clothes in Target.
Dude,
Target. That's good shit.
Thank you, right?
I went to Target yesterday, my dick was out.
Yeah, dude. Shane was in basketball shorts. He goes, dude, I got to go to the car, my dick's out. I go, what do you mean? He goes, look down, my dick's out. His dick was just fucking hanging.
I had
like, the basketball short was over it.
I had dry fit. Gym shorts on and my underwear. I didn't have any underwear. It was in the wash here.
How
so I was just wearing.
Through?
Well, it was just real thin, dry fit shorts. So
like, I mean,
you
dude,
full,
if anyone looked, you would have been like, "That's a penis."
Like you could see the full.
Oh, you had full like
dick head.
It was like a bathing suit dick. Like,
yeah. Remember we did that in South Carolina. I was trying to tell you this while we were there. Me and Matt were doing shows in South Carolina. We went to this fucking water park during the day. It was just me and him and like little kids.
Dude.
So I go down this slide right away. And I was wearing Under Armour dry fit shorts with no underwear. I go down this slide. First off, when I went to go down this slide, I'm too big. So the kid at the top, the lifeguard had to like push me as hard as he could.
I like
had
a nice shoulder in the back.
Because, like, you know, you're supposed to float in that pool. I was just sitting on the floor.
Dunk.
So right, the first, very, it's a tube slide. Very first turn, I just I just flipped right off my fucking thing. So now I'm just without a tube sliding down this thing. I get out, land in a pool, and just my dick's out right away. And I was like, yo, dude, get me a towel.
You gotta get your towel.
It was a hotel towel. Area.
I came down first, and like, it was just all kids. So yeah. At the bottom of the thing was just people my age with kids waiting for their kids. So when I came out of the bottom, I was like, wee! And I was just greeted by like four people's frowns. Like,
yeah, there's a bunch of dads that were looking at us like creeps.
Yeah, what are you guys doing? You're like, stunted growth.
We got in the lazy river, and some little boy like tagged along with us. We're like, beat it, kid.
Wasn't he telling us like one of his brothers died?
Yeah,
or
he was telling us like a horrible sob story.
He latched onto our tubes and started telling us a really sad saga, and we're like, hey man, you're making us feel weird. You gotta get
how old was he?
Maybe
like
nine.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's so fucked up. He goes, I've been through a lot.
Yeah, we're like, dude,
hey, misters.
This is the lazy river, dude.
He's pushing out. He goes, it's relaxing.
Yeah.
Like, I think we for real ditched him. We're like, yo, we're gonna get out. We like, got out. We're like,
oh, fuck. That was hilarious. Yeah, that was a dick out experience. And then the towels they had were like hotel size, yeah, like little small mini towels. I was just walking around with a towel on my dick.
You're gonna try to be all sensual.
Are you familiar with the fire movement?
What's the fire movement?
It's this thing like young couples are doing. It's this revolutionary approach where like say like you and I were like a domestic partnership.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, like I was more of like a power bottom, you were more just top. But we switched a little bit.
Very docile.
You better not be
able
to.
I'll do whatever
top.
You want.
Really?
Well, you're a power bottom.
That's true, dude.
You're like, fucking get in there.
Man. Yeah, you wouldn't have to sit. I'd be definitely pulling you.
Be
in
like, yes, daddy. You got that rump, too. Yeah, wear those tight pants. I'll shred those,
bottom,
dude. I'll shred those, dude.
I would probably just fucking edge you to death, dude. I would bring you to the edge constantly, dude, and make you hold it in for me. But there's... So our
make
domestic,
you hold it in for me.
I'd be such a fucking edge daddy. But the fire movement is like these... like a couple, basically.
Matt, do you want me to come? Tell me when to come.
Not yet. Your turn's
okay,
not here.
Okay.
I'm already... Oh, dude, if you fucking... So help me God, if you even come, dude, against my command, I'd be so fucking mad.
Just beat the shit out of me.
I would fucking beat...
You fucking fight, dude.
I would do ball torture, dude. I would fucking spike your balls in my high heels, dude. I would step on your nuts with my high heels, dude. I'd be wearing stripper platform
shoes. Dude, that's sick. If we have nothing to talk about, it's just like, what if we fuck?